Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Film festival season continues in Toronto. Planet in Focus is an environmental film festival that brings eco-heroes like astronaut Roberta Bondar to Toronto, along with amazing documentaries from around the world. Everything from a grocery co-op in Brooklyn, to a plastic recycling plant in Shandong, China, to genetically modified organisms, which are, well, everywhere. Go to planetinfocus.org for information. And Imaginative is an indigenous film and media arts festival, including an art crawl around the city, a wall as a screen, and tons of workshops, breakfasts, events, and scary movies, westerns, docs, dramas, animation, and so much more. Go to imaginative.org for details. Okay, this week I'm looking at two movies about people who run away. One has a boy and a girl running to New York City to find their family, and the other has a father fleeing Copenhagen to save his family. Across the Waters, directed by Niccolo Donato. It's 1943 in German-occupied Copenhagen. It's an easy peace, an uneasy peace, but because of an agreement, the Germans leave the Danes alone. Arnie, played by David Denchik, is a guitarist in a jazz band. He's passionately in love with his wife, Miriam, played by Danica Kurchich, and they spend all their free time having sex, but only after they put their six-year-old son to bed. Jakob, played by Anton Dalgard Gullerjus, likes listening to Danish poems and playing with his teddy bear. Everything's going fine. No need to worry about those Nazis. This is Denmark, not Poland, right? Until that knock on the door they all dreaded comes one night. The Germans are coming, run now. So the family, who's Jewish, and the Nazis are there to take them away. There's only one way to escape, and that's by boat to neutral Sweden. But how? They make their way north to a small port called Gilleleja, where they hear the fishermen there are helping people across the sea. But when they get there, things aren't quite as good as they hoped. One fisherman named Kai is demanding high fares, even from people like Arnie and Miriam, who are nearly broke. And there are way too many refugees for the town to keep them all a secret from the Nazis. Some of the locals, the police chief and the pastor, are risking their lives to save their fellow Danes, but others have more questionable motives. Who can be trusted? Who is collaborating? And will the family escape to Sweden? Cross the Seas is a fictional retelling of a true story. The movie is Danish, but it was shot in Ireland to give it that period look. I always like a good World War II drama, and there have been some great Danish films like Flame and Citron and Land of Mine already. This one is smaller, more of a family drama than an action movie, but it does have some good tension and suspense, including a scene reminiscent of Melville's Army of Shadows. I think it's worth seeing. Wonderstruck. It's late 1970s in Gunflint Lake, Minnesota. Ben, played by Oakes Fegley, is a 12-year-old boy who lives with his aunt's family. He suffers from a strange dream since his mom, a librarian, was killed in a car accident. Some of his nightmares involve being chased by wolves, but others are stranger still. They're continuous night after night, and they're silent in black and white, just like an old movie. These dreams tell a parallel story about Rose, played by Millicent Simmons, a 12-year-old girl who lives with her father in 1927, like a bird in a gilded cage in his mansion. He's a rich divorced man in Hoboken, New Jersey, but Rose's head is in the stars. Literally, she spends most of her days reading title cards at silent movies or collecting photos from movie magazines. She's obsessed with one pale-skinned movie actress, a movie star named Lillian Mayhew, played by Julianne Moore. She doesn't go to school, but when Rose discovers her local theater is switching to talkies, she knows it's time for a change. Because they reveal she's deaf and she can only communicate by writing things down or reading the words she sees on the screen in silent movies. So she bobs her hair and takes the ferry into Manhattan, where she hopes to find the legendary actress. Ben, meanwhile, now, or the 1970s at least, is an orphan. His mom never told him who his birth father was. But looking through her old books and stuff, he finds an old bookmark with a message tucked into a book about a museum collection. The message was written by someone named Danny, who visited their town before Ben was born. Could this be his dad? But when he tries to call him up long distance, lightning strikes. Literally, it goes through the telephone and the shock leaves Ben deaf too. But that doesn't stop him from catching a bus to New York City, and he arrives at the Port Authority with just the name of a bookstore and a couple of bucks tucked into his pocket. There he meets another 12-year-old named Jamie, played by Jane Michael, who befriends him and says he'll help him find his potential dad. And he gives him a place to stay, a storage room at the back of the Museum of Natural History, where Jamie's father works. Will Ben find his dad? And will Rose find the movie star she's looking for? Can two deaf 12-year-olds survive in a huge city alone? And what connects these two runaways 50 years apart? Wonderstruck is a wonderful kids' movie about seeking the unknown. It's full of dreams, coincidences, and flashbacks. Too many for it to be a real story, but it works great as a kid's fantasy. It's also beautifully made, incorporating amazing animated paper models. And through ingenious special effects, it incorporates what looks like period footage of street life in New York in the gritty but colorful 70s and the fuzzy black and white 20s, with the movie actors superimposed into the crowds. Just wonderful. Wonderstruck opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. Across the Waters, Across the Seas is playing Sunday afternoon as part of the High Tea and Movies program. Go to tjff.com for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.